We had Chinese food last week. I got a fortune cookie that I opened. It said, "You like Chinese food."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I live in a small town, a safe town. If a serious crime is committed here, like a purse theft, it will be the leading topic of conversation for the next 11 years, until my wife finds her purse. If you crack open the Three Hills Capital on any given week and turn to the police beat, it might read something like this. Monday, September 30th, suspects caught launching rotten pumpkins and other spoiled produce onto street from Miss Merriweather's garden. Warning issued. Wednesday, November 1st, constable summoned to eradicate skunk from front porch on 4th Street. Four separate complaints regarding pungent odor coming from 4th Street residents. Saturday, November 4th, suspicious character seen near Greason home. Suspect detained and questioned. Was out sleepwalking, Mr. Greason said. I've spent most of my life in this town, and I'm thankful that I don't need a home security system or a Doberman. But I admire people who have placed themselves in harm's way because they see their safety as less important than God's call to love people. One such person is Gracia Burnham. Gracia and her husband Martin were missionaries in the Philippines until 2001, when they were kidnapped by members of the terrorist network Abu Sayyaf. What came next was one of the worst nightmares imaginable. For more than a year, the Burnhams were thrust into a life on the run in the Philippine jungle. Each time the Philippine army came after us and guns started going off, we said goodbye to each other, Gracia told me. One night, Martin said to Gracia, "I don't know why the Lord has allowed this to happen, but today I've been thinking about Psalm 100. Just because we're here doesn't mean we can't serve him with gladness." They prayed together and the gunfire started. I slid down a steep hill and came to rest by Martin. He was bleeding from his chest and looked like he'd passed out. I pretended to be dead. The shooting stopped, and members of the Philippine military took me up the hill. I looked back at Martin, and he was white. That's when I knew he was gone. In Acts 7, Stephen was being martyred, and he prayed, "Lord, don't charge them with this sin. I have forgiven those captors. I have one of their pictures on my fridge. We pray for him. I know, but for the grace of God, there go I." I asked Gracia how she keeps from being bitter. Perspective, she said. If you're expecting a world that's perfect and bad things happen, you give yourself a reason to blame God. The truth is, God was good to us every single day in the jungle. In North America, we are blessed with good things every day and we don't know it. If we're thirsty, we go to the sink. When you're in the jungle and you need a drink, you ask God for some water. God was good to us every day. There were days I wondered if I was going to lose it, and Martin would say, "Let the Lord take care of your mind, and let's just trust him for this day." If we can't trust the Lord for this day, let's trust him for the next hour, or until we get to sit down again. I asked Gracia how she pictures Martin in heaven. She responded this way, "I used to tell the kids, I can just imagine your dad pulling on God's sleeves, saying, 'There's Gracia. She needs a car. She needs something.' And then I thought, why would Almighty God, who knows us and loves us and died for us, need a human to tell him what we need?" And I began to envision God pulling on Martin's shirt sleeve and saying, "Hey, Martin, look what I'm going to do for Gracia and for your family." What a story. My friends, you can rest safe tonight. The one who holds you holds the world too. If you need some encouragement, I hope we've provided it on this program. We're looking for stories of people whose lives have been impacted by great joy, and Gracia is one of those. What an incredible example to me, to laugh in the midst of difficulty. One of my memories of talking with Gracia on the phone was of her laughter, despite what she'd been through, and I pray the same for you today.
Looking for some new reading material that comes from a Christian faith perspective? Truth and Life magazine features encouragement from author and humorist Phil Calloway, plus a variety of engaging, relevant, and insightful Bible-based articles. Sign up for your free subscription today by calling 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.